Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Today's episode, I want to talk about spaciousness, having space to unravel, having space to unfold, having space to just be. And when that actually feels so unfamiliar that you think that it's wrong, that it's not for you. Because I don't think that's something that I've heard necessarily being discussed a lot. Now, before I get into today's episode, really, really quick, I just want to give you a friendly reminder, girl, that if you are in need of space where you can unravel, where you can be supported, where you can feel seen, where you can get self-care advice one-on-one with me for the month of July for only $49 for a session, I'm going to drop a link in today's show notes that you can book a being session with me. We are going to get you all squared away for the rest of the month so that you know how to align with your vision, how to move towards that version of you that really you are already, but you feel like it's out of reach when it's really not. So again, the link will be in the profile. If you book before the end of July, that price of $49 per session will be yours for life as long as you book once a quarter or every 90 days. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Again, I want to talk about spaciousness. Now, if you're on the email newsletter, you know that technically, if you're listening to this on Monday, yesterday, you received, I think it's email number 7 in the 52 series that I have put together talking about tender liberation for Black women. And if I'm not mistaken, the word for Sunday that went out was spaciousness. And we talked about spaciousness and how, you know, when I think of that word, I think about how our ancestors were brought over here. And there was no space for them. There was no space for them. All they got was violence and just an unyielding sense of obligation and harm, you know? And they want us to live a life of abundance. They want us to live a life of just this large sense of endless wonder and endless possibility. They want us to feel that liberation deep down in our bones, okay? I'm pretty sure the assignment that I gave you was to go outside and find a field to frolic in, girl, to throw your arms out wide and spin in circles and just feel that spaciousness, that open space, like what that can do to your nervous system, what that can do to your body. So, you know, I wanted to shift in this episode and talk about if spaciousness doesn't feel familiar, it is going to trigger your nervous system. It is. And I experienced that actually several times. I'll tell you about one time specifically where I thought that creating space in my life was a good thing. And then once I did that thing, that's very specific thing, after a few months, I looked around and I was like, what the hell? What have I done? What did I make the right decision, right? Because if you're not used to it, if you're not used to spaciousness, if you're not used to even in your homes, large spaces where you are not wading through clutter, you don't have 50 million knickknacks and, you know, all those things, it can feel disconcerting, like if you give them things away and then you look around, you're like, oh, why did I do that? Like there's this fear that kind of sets in. I want you to know that I'm not saying to normalize that fear, but I feel like it's a part of the process. It's a part of the process. So what had happened was, and you've heard the story before, if you've been listening for a minute, as you may or may not know, I quit my job in September, like towards the end of September of 2019.
because I was sick of working. I was sick of playing the office games. I was sick of the microaggressions. I was sick of questioning my worth. Every time I would go into the office, especially towards the end, I was sick of them playing with my money. I was sick of the gaslighting. I honestly, for the last couple of decades, in my mind, at least the last couple of decades, like I knew, even when I was working like my first few jobs, but especially when I got my first like real job in an office, I was like, this is a scam. Okay. Working this 9 to 5 is a scam. I was not built for this. What is the point? What is the reason? Like, it just never made sense to me. Like, I didn't sign up for this. What is the phrase? Like, I didn't sign up for a life of struggle. I don't know who said that, but God bless you, because like, I did not sign up to work in a 9 to 5. I did not sign up to sit in a box all day. I did not sign up to sit in a cubicle all day and earn some money, but still have all these bills. And so it's like, you never really can take ownership or align with your true sense of self, because all you can do is worry about your damn survival. All that, like, that's literally all you can do. And if you throw a baby into the mix, or, you know, maybe if your health is not so great right now in the season, like that just takes it from a 10 to a 100, from a 10 to a 20, a 10 to a 100, you know? And so August of 2019, I feel like I felt in my spirit that I was being led to quit my job. I had no safety net. I had no money saved. I had a teen aged daughter at the time. That was 6 years ago. Yeah, so she was still a teen. Not a homeowner, no safety net, nothing to fall back on, like none of that, right? I know it sounds really crazy, but I feel like that's what I was being led to do. That's what I felt like I was being led to do, because I was like, I cannot continue to sit here miserable or even just working, period, is something I don't care about. I have no passion for. It does not excite me. I do the job well, but I just felt like I was built for more, and it wasn't that. I didn't know what I was built for, but I knew it wasn't that. I was like, there's no way in hell. So I turned in my resignation, and girl, let me tell you, for the first few weeks, it was great. Scary, okay? Again, no income, hello. But after like a couple of months or a few weeks or a couple of months, I was just like, what the hell am I supposed to be doing with my life? Because I had all this space. When I used to fantasize about when my daughter was younger, when I was working my first real job, so many years ago, I used to fantasize about walking her to school. Oh, if I didn't have to work, baby, I would be doing this. If I didn't have to work, I would be doing that. I would be walking my daughter to school. I would be like doing all these things, right? And then, even though again, it was years later, I had all this space to now do all these magical things, okay? And it was scary because I was like, oh, I wanted space, but maybe this is too much space. I got the space I asked for, or I demanded this space, and now I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with a clear calendar. I don't know what to do with not having to drive my car to this specific place every single Monday through Friday at this specific time. I don't know what to do with myself when I'm no longer sitting in a box for 8 hours or eight or nine hours a day. Like it was so spacious. It was like, it was just such a huge difference. Okay. And so that fear kicked in like, oh, you done effed up, girl. What have you done? You have now all the space. Why did you do that? And, you know, again, not to normalize, like you have to live in fear, but I do think that it was a part of the process. I really do think that it was a part of the process. I do believe that living a spacious life, spiritually, physically, etc., is a good thing. It is a beautiful thing. Being able to release and feel liberated and free, whatever that means for you. And if you have not yet kind of defined what that can look like or be for you, I would highly encourage that you to take some time to do that, okay? But in that moment, when those fears started kind of like kicking in, I felt like I done effed up. I have made a grave error. I have made a huge mistake. That's just how I felt. I was in an I was in an uncharted territory or a season I had never, ever been in. It was unfamiliar. And I think for our nervous systems, unfamiliar can mean wrong. Unfamiliar can mean danger, okay? But yeah, so when you make space, even though in our minds we know what spaciousness is, it's emptiness, you know, a large empty field, a large empty house, you know, things of that nature, or even a large space within you. Like if you've had to release some friends, for example, or if you've done some work to release some old mindsets that you've had about yourself, there is now spaciousness and an emptiness, if you will, for more of the good stuff that you want, more of the good stuff that you deserve, okay? Instead of just putting things one on top of the other, on top of the other, and on top of the other, and just cluttering up your spirit, cluttering up your space, cluttering up your mind. So spaciousness, it really is a good thing. But again, if your nervous system ain't used to it, girl, that nervous system kick in is looking around with its eyes hella big, talking about, oh no, oh no, oh no, no, no. Like if you're not used to spaciousness, if you're not used to peace, if you're not used to stillness, because I was not in that time. I was not used to peace. I was not used to stillness. I was used to hustle. I was used to bustle. I was used to doing all the things, moving around, being on the phones at work, getting to work, going home, cooking, you know, working, like running the household. Like that was my set point. And my job was included in that set point. So then when I made, there was this emptiness, there was a gap now, there was this, I guess, hole, if you will, spaciousness, there's no job here, okay? I've now have 10 hours a day or more freed up in 2019, okay? My nervous system was like, okay, you, this piece, this is unfamiliar, and it doesn't feel safe. The spaciousness did not feel safe, which is, I guess, ironic. You know, I feel like also for those of us who, or maybe you've experienced this with your parent, but maybe it's you, but maybe it's your parent. If they have a lot of stuff in their homes, okay, not necessarily a hoarder, but maybe even still, okay, have a lot of stuff in their home, like they haven't cleaned their home out since the 90s, okay, and we're in now in the 2025s or the 2000s, whatever, however this year is called. They've got 10, 20, 30, 40 years of stuff in their house that they just cannot get rid of. They refuse to go through. They don't want to give the good stuff away because they're going to use it one day. Ha ha, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and then for someone, let's say, for example, they fall ill, they have to clean the home out because they're moving or whatever the case may be. Now they have this empty or more empty home than what they have become accustomed to, because we become accustomed to the lack of spaciousness. We become accustomed to that restricted feeling, and that feels like comfort. That feels like we'll make our identity about the things that are in the spaces. Those things, we allow those things to mean something about us. They become a part, a huge part of our identity. So when you don't have that anymore, it's like, again, that nervous system is like, what is going on? You know, and to have a parent, or again, you, give a bunch of stuff away, or you have to declutter finally because you're moving or whatever the case may be, and you're walking around this empty home, it just looks different. It feels different. It might be quieter. It's stiller. There's less distraction. You're not getting that stimulation that you have grown accustomed to, and it feels weird. It feels weird. Because your whole routine has basically been turned upside down, and a part of your identity has been taken, or you have let it go. So yeah, that nervous system, girl, it will definitely kick in and you'll be feeling some kind of way. And again, I want us to know that I believe it can be a part of the process, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you've done something wrong, okay? It doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. It's just different. And then for some of us, you know, how many times have you cleaned out a space? Let's say you cleaned out your closet. How many times have you cleaned out your closet? You stand back, you look at it, you put your hands on your waist or your hands on your back or your hips, and you just are proud of how this closet is now organized. You've gotten rid of so many things you haven't even looked at in like 5 years. Things that no longer fit your identity. Okay, they no longer fit you. They're no longer a part of your identity for one reason or another. Just all these things you have donated.
This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Given away, maybe you sold some things, maybe you tossed some junk, okay? But that closet is spacious, it's large, you now have room to just move around in it, you can see everything because it's organized, things are not crammed into the little shelves, and you don't have like hangers just overflowing with things everywhere, right? It's different. It's less chaotic. Okay, it's less chaotic. Now, if you are addicted to chaos, if you are addicted, or if you have normalized chaos, if you have normalized clutter, if you have made the things you own, as many of us have or do, you know, you have made the things you own a huge part of your identity, what do you think you're going to do 9 times out of 10 with that closet within 2-3 months? It's going to go back to its state that you feel comfortable with. You may not like it. Comfortable doesn't mean you like it. Don't get it twisted. But you're going to go back. It's going to go back into the state that it was in. And you're also going to, not only is it going to be cluttered, maybe you leave stuff unfolded or whatever, but you're going to start rebuying stuff. You're going to fill that closet up again if you are not aware. Or don't go into it with your eyes open. You are going to fill it up again. Just like how, for example, what I could have done when I started feeling like, okay, this is weird, go into panic mode and just instantly, without knowing what I want to do, what direction I want my life to be in, you know, that kind of thing. I just start just jumping into any old kind of job, right? Anything, just taking anything, regardless of what the job is. And I'm so thankful that even though times were hard, y'all, I am still recovering from that decision. I want you to know that every decision that you make, it does have it has consequences. Okay. Consequences don't always mean bad, quote unquote bad or good, whatever. They're just, you know, it's like a chain reaction. You make a decision, this happens. You make the next decision, that happens. So by me making that decision to invite spaciousness into my life that way, so that I could continue working on and in brown girl self-care, there were consequences, and I'm still getting myself settled from those consequences, okay? But yeah, that compulsion to fill that space again, that compulsion to jump back into the next relationship, that compulsion to spend that money and fill that closet up, that compulsion to, you know, just jump into anything because the spaciousness is so large and you're not used to it. It's very, very real. It's very, very real. And it's done from fear, ultimately. All right. Because again, that spaciousness, it just does not always feel familiar. Right. And I want you to remember that it also is going to feel weird because for Black women, spaciousness is it has not necessarily always been available to us, all right? It has not always been available to us. So because of that, because of the systems that we are living in and wanting to thrive in and expand in and live abundantly in, it can feel like a threat to your system, all right? And, you know, also, in case you're wondering, did I feel like I was wasting time during that time? Yes, absolutely, I did. I did feel like I was wasting time. And again, I feel like that was just the fear talking because bills still needed to be paid and other things. But I feel deep down inside, like way deep down inside, felt like it was the right decision for me. Okay, at that time, I felt like it was the right decision for me. And you know, speaking of wasting time, as you're leaning into spaciousness, I feel like Black women deserve to take all the time that they need to figure out what the hell it is they want to do and how they want to live and how they want to show up in the world and who they want to be. I feel like you should be able to take all the time in the world to do that, okay? Our ancestors sacrificed so much, unwillingly, by the way, but they sacrificed so much, and we're here now, all right? And this notion that Black women still need to or are being forced to just stay stuck in survival mode, be tied to the system of white supremacy and white supremacy culture and having to mask and do all these things and pretend like everything is fine and, you know, all that jazz. It, you know, we deserve to have time to figure out what we want and how to live spaciously, how to live more softer, how to live more abundantly. And that can look different for each and every one of you that's listening to the podcast, but we deserve to have time. And I feel like, and I said this in one of the other emails, the one on cocooning, if I'm not mistaken, which was a few weeks ago, that Black women deserve to be paid to cocoon, to, you know, get safe and hunker down in their homes and rest and relax and think and just be and be still. They should be paid. We should be paid for that. We should be paid for that. We should be paid to cocoon. That's what I call it. We should be paid to cocoon. But maybe that's a conversation for another time. But long story short, you're not wasting time. Time spent on you resting, time spent on you, being creative, time spent on you, going outside with your cup of coffee and staring at the trees blowing in the wind, which is something I like to do quite often, that is not wasted time, okay? Time spent reading, that is not a waste of time. Time spent moving your body, time spent walking, time spent having the best conversation over lunch with a girlfriend. Like, this is not a waste of time for Black women, okay? Black women deserve to have these moments, period. And we deserve to have them often, regularly, religiously. Like, these are the type of experiences that we deserve to have all the time. And it's never a waste. It's never a waste. So if you are feeling guilt, shame, whatever, about how you choose to invite softness into your life, spaciousness into your life, peace into your life, joy into your life, okay? It's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time, okay? I don't care what anybody says. So what I can say for you, you know, I want to wrap this up, but what I can tell you is, if you're in a season where you are making more room physically, spiritually, emotionally, you know, within you, within your home, like, it's all connected anyway, okay? But just know that if that fear pops up, that it doesn't mean that you've made a mistake. If it feels awkward, like it did for me, and weird, don't be so quick to just jump into anything, okay? Just jump right into anything. Give it room to feel awkward. Feel that feeling, okay? It's okay it's okay for things to feel a little weird. It's okay for things to feel a little awkward. A lot of times we want that Lifetime movie, or maybe Lifetime's not a good example because people be getting killed in the movies. But we want the Hallmark, I guess, or whatever version of it is, but we want the Hallmark ending all the time. Like, we want to go through this thing, and then within the next 90 minutes, that situation is resolved. There's a pretty bow on top. The girl has gotten the guy. She has gotten the whatever. She has gotten the job. They had, like, all those things. Like, we just want things to be wrapped up with a pretty bow. And that's just not how life is going to be all the time. Sometimes that awkwardness is meant to stretch you in one way or another, okay? Sometimes that awkwardness is a reminder for you to pause and be still and process what is going on within you, because when you make room for spaciousness, things are going to come up. Things are going to come up. It is natural. You are releasing parts of yourself that you either no longer necessarily identify with, or they just no longer fit you anymore, or they're just not for you in the season that you're going into. And it's just cluttering up your mind, cluttering up your time, cluttering up your energy, cluttering up your space. Okay, and it's time to let it go. So let it be awkward, because there's likely a lesson in there for you as well as you are making more room in your life. And please, oh, please, oh, please don't rush to fill the spaces. Don't rush to fill the spaces. Okay, because a lot of times that can backfire. It can backfire to where you regret it, and then you're harboring resentment for whatever situation you have created. I've done that a time or 10 as well. Like, don't rush to go back to what you have been cleared of, what you have been freed from. I heard that somewhere. I don't know where, but I know I've heard that phrase before, Okay. But don't rush back into situations, experiences, you know, that you were freed from. You now have a blessing. Spaciousness is a blessing. All right. Spaciousness is a blessing. It really, really is. And so if you're looking at it as a blessing, you don't have to, a blessing that is yours, by the way, you don't have to rush to do all these things in your mind that you think you need to do, because you don't, okay? Sit in the discomfort. Sit in the discomfort. Let it show you what your next is or what your next can be. Don't just automatically just jump in to something because now you have this room for more, you know? That in itself, like I said, is a blessing. Having room for more, having capacity for more. For me, when I have the capacity for more, it means that I have healed something within me. Something within me has changed. Something within me has shifted. And now I can hold space for more. I have a larger capacity. I have more room. Okay? Don't rush to fill that space. Just sit with that for a minute. Figure out if there's a lesson there, or something that you should be aware of or should be mindful of, all right? What does your body say when you release stuff? What does your spirit say as you're releasing stuff? Are you tying worthiness to these things or some type of whatever is feeling chaotic? Like what is that that's tied to these things that you're releasing? What is the fear that's there, all right? So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and just let you know that the spaciousness that you are creating as you bloom, as you heal, it is a beautiful thing. You deserve it. It is precious. Okay. This is what abundance looks like. Give yourself some time if this is a new concept for you, if you're kind of like trying to figure things out in your journey and you have now all this time or this free energy, you know, just know that it's something that you deserve and that you don't have to rush yourself. You don't have to rush yourself in this process, okay? So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I just wanted to, again, give a gentle reminder that I think we have about a week left and of July, excuse me. And again, if you are looking for someone to help support you on this journey, I have your back. Again, I will drop the link in today's show notes so that you can book some time with me and we can sit down on Zoom and check in and see where you are right now and where you are looking to tap into or what you're looking to tap into in the near future, okay? You do not have to walk this journey alone. You do hold the answers within you, but sometimes we all need someone just to bear witness to us, right? To help us get that clarity. And that's what I'm here for, okay? All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday. Take care.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.